Down there with your Mr. Wilma Chap Gibson's daughter in that house down on the other side of where Mr. McKinney used to live. Mm-hmm. You know that white house there on the right before you get to the store down there?
Yeah.
That's where everybody knows she was living when I married her. My dad-in-law waked up down there for Mr. Wilma for years and years. So anyway, one day I was driving a school bus, and one of the girls said something about somebody's name.
Uh-huh.
I says, "Honey, you ought to heard what my granddaddy's name was." She says, "What was it, Mr.?" I said, "Well, are you going to remember?" Say, "Yes," I said, "I'm going to remember." I said, "All right, his name was Johannes Herbert Lovett Lambert Peter Van." She said, "Mr. what did you say?" I said, "I thought you was going to remember it." Another girl sitting back here, wondering, had a wife. I thought this a minute. I said, "Yeah, he had a wife." She says, "What was his wife's name?" I said, "His wife was named Fanny Padit Flip Gabriel." I tell you what, one of those ladies that I had, one of those girls that I used to haul to school, can see me a lot of time, and they walk up to me, "What'd you say your granddad's name was?" Well, I don't know, but
now, you just fooled him, of course. He didn't have a name that long.
We just had a lot of fun.
Now, Mr. why'd they call him Cap?
Well, his name, I don't know, but his name was Eli. And he was known far and wide, and he lived down there with Mr. And I never will forget, I went down there one day, one Saturday morning, and my mother-in-law was out in the yard, sweeping yards. Well, my wife wasn't but 17 years of age, and I was 20. I'm 3 years older than my wife. And I wanted her to go with me down to Harrison's Mill. We were having a picnic down there that day. And she says, "No," says, "she can't go." I said, "Miss, I want to see you. I want to tell you something." I said, "Did you know I'm going to be your son-in-law?" She says, "What?" I said, "That's right." I said, "Ask your daughter." She said, "Yes, Mom, I'm going to marry her." I said, "I'm going to tell you this. When your daughter's off with me, she's just as safe off with me as she is here with you. I said, I'd be far from asking your daughter to do anything that I'd be ashamed of." She said, "Go on, honey, get ready and go with her." And from that day, I was 21 years of age. I was born in 1902. And I was 21, the 11th of June, and after we married the 4th day of March, which would have been 1923, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
And my wife was 18 years of age the 18th day of September after we married the 4th day of March. So that's how long we've been married. The 4th day of March, 1923. And 3 from 8 leaves 5, doesn't it?
55 years.
55 years, how long we've been married. And I can say something that a lot of men can't say. If you go back on in the kitchen and my wife will tell you that I've ever fussed with her the first time since I've been married to her in 55 years, I'll write you a check for $1,000. And I have told a lot of ladies that. And I was in Cuthbert, Georgia once, and there was 4 or 5 ladies, and I made that remark. One of them said, "Mr. said, you're a truthful man." I said, "That's hard to believe." I said, "All right." I said, "We're going to put it this way." I said, "You want to come to my wife, bad